The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for It's Your Money with certified public accountant and debt elimination counselor Nick Simonick. Simonick & Associates accounting firm focuses on providing clients with professional services, including tax return preparation and tax planning,
business planning and development, accounting, payroll, federal and state agencies, paperwork preparation, retirement planning, church and nonprofit services. Nick's personal passion is to help average everyday people just like you become financially independent by applying biblical principles to debt elimination and wealth accumulation by walking through the process of exchanging their indebtedness with savings. And now, here's Nick Simonick.
And good afternoon, everybody, and welcome again to the show. Unfortunately, Roger is out in California goofing off this week, so guess who I dragged in?
Yeah,
the Z-Man.
Hi, guys.
This is Sean.
How are you?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Man, it's been last week we were out. Roger was on vacation, but I was like under the weather.
Very under.
I spent a week at home, folks. It wasn't fun because I don't like sitting around doing nothing. Of course, I kept myself busy on my computer, etc., but I didn't want to spread the wealth at the office and get other people sick, so I stayed away.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Anyhow, last night, Sean, unbelievable.
Tragic.
I know, and they say this is something that can't be prevented. Now, I'm not a big fan of these body scans as you go through the airport and such.
Mm-mm.
But this guy had 10 weapons, 10 rifles in his room, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't have gotten them in had they had, you know, just regular scanners at the doors of the hotels. You hate to think about having to do that at hotels, but unfortunately, our society's come to this.
It is, but a lot of it's security theater. We don't really know what's going on yet. Everything is still too early to tell. Who knows if he had an accomplice that actually worked there that helped him bring stuff in?
Yeah, we don't know.
It was done over time. We just don't know.
But folks, keep the family and friends of the people who suffered that tragedy in your prayers, because it's a sad thing that America, this happens in America nowadays. We used to think it was beyond us, but not anymore.
No,
but anyhow, this,
but we can talk about brighter stuff, and we will take your phone calls. If you have any financial questions, tax questions, accounting questions, you can call us up at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255, and we're here to answer your questions if you have any. And what's on the docket for today?
We're going to talk about Trump's tax plan and kind of explain, the as far as we know now, what the details of it are, so that our listening audience can get ready to plan for the end of the year, because there are a lot of things, folks, that you might want to do before the year's out just because of this proposal. And not to say, I don't think anything will be retroactive for 2017 because it's too late in the game, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
They, in fact, they were focusing on the healthcare bill and put this on the back burner. And of course, Sean's not a fan of their healthcare proposal either, are you?
No. But healthcare is a disaster.
And the thing is, healthcare has been a disaster for several years now, ever since this thing started, because, I mean, you either... And the funny thing is now I'm on Medicare. I'm dating myself.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now I'm on Medicare, and I have a supplement, which I pay like $400 and some odd a month for, and your mother pays $400 and some odd a month for hers. So that's almost $900 a month just for a supplement to Medicare, not counting the Medicare premiums that come out of our Social Security checks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is if Medicare, watch this. This is a really neat trick. If Medicare does not cover a service, let's just say mom thinks she needs a mammogram, for instance. Mm-hmm. If Medicare says, no, you get one of those a year, well, her supplemental insurance won't cover it either because they don't cover anything Medicare doesn't cover.
So what's the point of having it?
I rest your case. Yeah. But anyhow, Trump's tax plan. This weekend, President Trumpy was in Indiana, and he said this is a revolutionary change, and the biggest winners will be middle-class workers as jobs start pouring into our country, as companies start competing for American labor, and as wages continue to grow. This will be the lowest top marginal income tax rate for small and mid-sized businesses in more than 80 years. Now, I remember when Reagan did the tax cuts, the personal rate was like 77%.
Yeah, it was insane.
Yeah. Well, he's hawking this as the biggest tax cut since Ronald Reagan was in office.
Well, I do like the simplified tiers of tax brackets as opposed to the seven we have now. We're going to have, what, three?
Three, yeah. Well, the rate structure is going to be, you know, we have seven existing tax brackets now, and they want to take it down to 12%, 25%, and 35%.
And right now the top rate's 39.5, right?
Right. But right now the bottom rate's 10%. So they're going to knock that up two notches to 12%. And hypodermically speaking, that's a medical term.
Yeah.
Thank you. People in the 15% bracket will most likely be included in the 12% bracket, which gives them about a 3% discount on their taxes. But the drafting committees are thinking about a higher fourth bracket for the super wealthy individuals, and we don't know what that will be or when that'll take place. But right now, that's up in the air. But the current 10% rate will be increased to 12%. Also, single individuals, their standard deduction right now is $6,000.
And that doubles to 12.
Right. And married filing jointly, their standard deduction is $12,700, but that
doubles
hypodermically.
Yeah.
Doubles to what?
24.
Yeah. So that sounds really good, doesn't it?
It all sounds good on its face, but you got to get into the weeds and find out the details. Like what's going to happen with capital gains taxes? What's going to happen with the estate tax?
Yeah, because now they're going to do away with personal exemptions, Sean. What does that mean for us? Let's just take they're giving married filing jointly a standard deduction of $24,000. Right now, married filing jointly standard deduction is $12,700, and husband and wife for 2017. If you have no children, you get exemptions of $8,200. That's $20,900.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to do away with the exemptions, bring the standard deduction up to $24,000. But what happens if you have one child in the house? You don't get an exemption for that child. That exemption is worth $4,100, which means that with one child in the house at the current situation, you get a $25,000 standard deduction and personal exemption.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing away with that and just giving people a flat $24,000. What happens if you have three children
or
in the
four.
House? Or four, like you.
Yeah.
Four children is worth how much? $16,400.
Yeah.
So that means that you get a deduction or a reduction in your available deductions and exemptions of about $14,000.
Oh, that doesn't sound good. See, I told you we got to get into the weeds. Anyway, we're coming up on our first break. Don't forget you can call in 222-8255. That's 222-TALK. If you have any questions for Nick Simonick, we're here to answer them on It's Your Money on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB The Answer.
For your professional financial services needs, Seminick & Associates is here to help.
We provide everything from financial planning, debt elimination, business valuations, mom and pop shops, to lawyers, doctors, dentists, small business owners, tugboat companies, you name it, we can do it. We do consulting for QuickBooks, software installation and troubleshooting, business development, team advisory boards, client advisory boards. We run the gamut on any kind of service you would need financially except investment advice, because we feel that we're your most trusted advisor, and we don't want any clients looking at us like we're getting a commission or a kickback from any products we may be selling. So that's the only area we stay out of. Other than that, we offer services and solutions for anything you can think of financially.
Call Semitic & Associates at 904-928-1040. That's 904-928-1040, or online at Semitic.net.
John and Kate Hatfield, husband and wife, are both Florida barred attorneys. Practicing as the consumer law firm since 2007, they focus on personal injury cases, specifically car accidents, slip and falls, and also help people with traffic tickets or issue suspending driver's licenses. Here are some important consumer tips. If you were involved in an accident, seek medical treatment within 14 days to make sure you're entitled to your PIP, no-fault medical benefits for medical bills, prescription reimbursement, and lost wages. Just because you received the ticket does not mean you're at fault. Seek counsel in those situations. It's also very important you check to make sure you have UM, or uninsured motorist, on your automobile insurance policy. This protects you against people driving around without proper insurance. Call John and Kate Hatfield, attorneys at law, for a free consultation. 904-446-9990. Office located downtown Jacksonville with free convenient parking. It's Your Money with Nick Simonick is brought to you by O&O Construction Company, General Contractor. When it's time to do those needed home improvements, let O&O Construction do the work. They're experts in everything: bathroom remodeling, flooring, brick and stone driveway installations, room and building additions, kitchen remodeling, home theater construction, pools and deck construction and repairs. O&O Construction Company does it all. They handle the larger projects too: apartment building construction, custom home construction and demolition services. If we forgot to mention your project, yep, they can do that too. Quality work and competitively priced. Give them a call at 904-783-9479. That's 904-783-9479.
Tell them. Welcome back to It's Your Money with
Nick Simonick and Sean Simonick, and we're taking your phone calls on any financial questions you have at 222-TALK, 222-8255. And we left off talking about the proposed tax changes with the proposed three-tier tax brackets and the doing away with the personal exemptions, which are not good, not beneficial to people with lots of kids. So,
remember, folks, if you call us today, the question's free. If you call the office and keep me on the phone for 15 minutes, it's consultation. Just saying. Anyhow.
This is free information.
So Sean was figuring out during the break, okay, you have four children, and at $4,100 a child, that's $16,600, and then you add you and Lauren to it, which is $8,200, that's $24,000. $800, almost $25,000 in exemptions, not counting the deductions. Well, then you lose the benefit of about $12,000, almost $13,000 in your situation.
Not good for me.
Depending on where the 15% and the 25% bracket break off, so to speak. The thing is. In the proposal, and it's a 9-page proposal. In the proposal, they don't state where at what income levels you go from 12% to 25%, or what income level you go from 25% to 35%. So that's to be determined. And possible offset, Sean, is your money stays in 12%. Instead of 15%, and if you're taxed on $60,000 worth of income just for sake of example,
mm-hmm.
You save probably about $1,800 in taxes. It might be a balancing act. But
ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the human calculator.
But credits and deductions for individuals is also up there.
Now a lot of this has a propensity to change, though. I mean, the brackets might actually change. They might raise the limits on some of these tax brackets so they could keep some of the personal exemptions.
Yeah.
I mean, this has to go through all kinds of committees and all kinds of iterations. So this is all in its infancy stage, but this is the framework that they're going off of.
Yeah, and you're right. What they're proposing today might look very, very different by the time it goes and gets voted on. So it's a wait and see thing. However, there are things we can do, and we'll talk about this after we cover the other points of the deduction. And let's go ahead and...
Okay, so we have a caller on line one, and I believe it's Doug.
Doug has a question for us.
All right, Doug.
How are you, Doug?
I'm doing great. I have a trust from my mother, and in that trust is stock.
Uh-huh.
And currently, the dividends, the quarterly dividends, are just going into a checking account within that trust.
Right.
Now, my question is, if I go ahead and take those quarterly dividends from the trust, am I responsible for income tax on that, or is that actually construed as principal or income?
It will probably be income. The trust will have to file a 1041 at the end of the year.
Yes, sir.
A tax return, and it'll provide you with a K-1. And that K-1 should reflect any dividends you withdrew from the trust, because the trust is going to be taxed at a flat 34%. So it's whatever passes through to you, it should show on your K-1 and tax you at the end of the year on that money.
Okay. So, and if I let it sit in for the year to where the trust actually pays the taxes on it, then I withdraw that portion. Do I still get the K-1 showing an income?
It all depends on what other income the trust has that's attributable to the beneficiary. Are you the only beneficiary?
No, sir. There is five of us.
Okay. Well, between the five, the trust will calculate the income and expenses of the trust, and I have a similar situation where there are four siblings who are beneficiaries of a trust, and each sibling gets a K-1 at the end of the year showing their amount of dividends and their amount of capital gains, et cetera, from the trust. But they get distributions from the trust. So if it sits in the trust till the end of the year, you might not want to do that tax-wise, because then the trust will pay 34%, where if the trust distributes that to you, and the trust can distribute some principal depending on who the trustee is and what the trustee determines is best for the benefit of the trust and the beneficiaries, the trustee might provide enough cash flow to pay the taxes on the money.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate your input, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Doug.
Thanks for the question.
Good question. Anyhow,
trust accounting, that can be tricky.
And you need to, if you set up a trust, you need to find somebody you trust to be the trustee of the trust.
See what you did there. Pun intended.
Yes, because that's important. I mean, a lot of times people leave a bank as a trustee of the trust, and sometimes that's not a good thing because it's left up to the banker. We had a client who, she was getting $48,000 a year from a trust. And over the years, this trust was up north in, I think, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, this trust amassed several million dollars worth of balance sheet money. And the client was the only beneficiary, and then it went to her heirs. But she went to the trustee because she had a special need. She needed to get a house, yada, yada. Trustee refused to give her any extra money from the trust because all they give her is her $48,000 a year allowance.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes trustees who are not human, or I'm not saying the banker wasn't
they
human.
Have no soul.
But sometimes trustees will...
it's because they want to keep that money in the bank.
Yeah, technically the trustees, being the bank, will save money. Anyhow, so you have to be careful who you designate as a trustee if you're setting up a trust for your children and grandchildren. Make sure that you do it right. Anyhow.
Well, now we did just enter the fourth quarter of the year. How time flies. What are some things that people should do in this last quarter to prepare for their tax liability for this coming year? Because none of this tax stuff that we're laying out for people is going to go into effect for 2017.
No, it isn't. And for the most part, people are going to get a tax break. They're assuming the average individual will get a tax break depending on, and since you jumped ahead in my notes, I'll tell you.
Okay, you can always jump back.
Uh-huh. The bottom 20% of taxpayers are expected to get a 5.5% increase in after-tax income, or about $60 increase on the average, the bottom 20%. The middle 20% of taxpayers are supposed to, or expected to, get a 1.2% increase in after-tax income. That equates to about $660. And then the top 20% of taxpayers, that's $150,000 and up. The middle are $48,000 to $86,000, by the way. The top 20%, $150,000 and up, are supposed to see an average of $8,470 of after-tax income with this new tax plan. Having said that, what people need to do this year on the average is defer income as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a client who is building houses. Well, he's not going to complete a lot of these houses until after the end of the year to push the income to next year. Some people on salaries, they just can't push income into next year unless the boss says, I'm going to issue you a bonus at the end of the year. The person might want to say, I'll defer the bonus until January if you don't mind, boss.
Yeah, but the employer may not want to do that.
Because he wants to deduction this
right.
year.
And but then, what you can't do, people, is hold your last paycheck of the year and then deposit it in January, claiming that that was January's income.
No, that
doesn't work that way. A lot of people try that.
Uh-uh.
And no, it sorry.
Doesn't apply. You still get the W-2 for all the income. But if you have the ability to defer income, that's the best thing you can do for 2017 in anticipation of this proposed tax plan. Now, it's a roll of the dice, Sean, because like you said, what we see now might not be the same animal that gets passed.
Right. And then if they defer the income and it turns out to not be beneficial to them, they end up paying more in taxes than had they not deferred the income this year. It's all a guessing game. That's what taxes are all about.
But on the average, what we want them to do is defer the income. Because if...
Law of averages.
A law of averages plus what we know now. All we can go by is what we know now. We don't know. My crystal ball is broken.
What we know now, which is not much.
Only what they tell us so far. And they haven't told us a whole lot. You know, a brand new tax plan diluted to 9 pages doesn't tell much.
No, it doesn't. All right, we're up against our second break. If you have any questions, please call 222-TALK, 222-8255 to ask Nick Simonick any financial questions you have. And this is It's Your Money on WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1, The Answer. Oh. Welcome back to It's Your Money with Nick Simonick, and we're taking your calls at 222-TALK if you have any financial questions. We're talking taxes, tax planning, tax breaks, all things taxes today, unfortunately.
That's so that's much what fun. We are. No, that's part of what we're about, but Roger asked me what all we do, and Sean, tell the people about what you're planning on doing and what you're studying for.
Oh, we do all kinds of stuff. We do obviously taxes, we do accounting, bookkeeping, payroll, financial planning, but one of the things we've got in the works is fraud and forensic investigating of accounting, which is quite fun. And my first degree was in criminal justice, so
yeah,
that was
falls into it.
Yeah, it falls into that category, so that's really interesting, digging into people's book work. And unfortunately, a lot of people get divorced, so people come to us and say, I need, you know, to look at our financial situation to find out where everything's going. And then the IRS sometimes does lifestyle audits when people have, you know, 40-foot contender boats and Corvettes, but they're only making $40,000 a year.
Something's fishy in Denmark.
To the IRS.
Yeah.
So forensics is really neat, and that's something we're going to start getting other people in the office educated on as well. And it'll be another service that we can offer our clients amongst the innumerable services we already
have. I know. We do a lot.
We do everything but cater.
And
although
what?
We will show up to the party and eat.
we'll show up for sure. Plus, we have a client who is a chef, a personal chef, and she catered mom's birthday.
She did.
Won't say how many years. She catered mom's birthday and did a great job.
Man, that what was that steak thing she
that,
made?
That was tenderloin, and it was the top of the line tenderloin.
Yeah,
melt in your mouth.
It was delicious.
Meat. It was outstanding. And then she made the shrimp cocktail, and those shrimps looked like they were the creatures that devoured Cleveland.
They were huge. They looked like prawns.
Yeah, we can even set you up with a caterer, folks. Anyhow, forensics also, besides divorces, when business people divorce, they sometimes divorce because one partner took advantage of another, and we've done those in the past too. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about what all Simonick does. Also, we have an app which some of you have heard about before. It's called The Pocket CPA, THEPOCKET CPA, and it's free on the App Store. You can download it. It'll keep track of a lot of stuff.
Yep, works on Apple and Android. It's got mileage tracker, receipt tracker. You can set up a Dropbox, private box to me, upload your files. It's got
currency converter.
Yeah, it's precious metals going rates, precious metals in real time. You can get a bio on everybody in the firm. Of course, Nick's videos that he hasn't done yet, articles that he hasn't written yet.
I'm going to. I promise.
Uh-huh.
I got sick, okay?
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And before that, you were on vacation.
I got stuck in Aruba, folks.
Oh yeah, during the hurricane Irma. Yeah, he was stuck there for an additional week, couldn't get home.
Yeah, and so I had to do it.
Yeah,
somebody had to do it. Anyhow, we were talking about, you asked the question, and I'm going to finish the answer. You asked the question, what can people do in the fourth quarter of the year? It's now officially the fourth quarter of the year to help or to deal with taxes. Well, based on, folks, and this is based on the proposal from the U.S. government on the new tax law that they want to pass, it would be better, like we said before, to defer as much income as you can, meaning push as much income as you can to 2018. But it's also better to take any deductions you can in 2017. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is besides reducing the tax rate to a three-tier tax, they're going to also do away with some itemized deductions.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Because I have a lot of those.
The only itemized deductions they want to leave, according to this proposed plan.
Charitable contributions.
One, and mortgage interest.
And mortgage interest. They want to get rid of medical deductions, mileage, and all that stuff.
Medical deductions, mileage, real estate taxes are out the window.
Not good.
So if you planned on buying a car anyhow within the next 6 or 8 months, it's better to buy a car this year if you itemize so that you can take the sales tax deduction on that car as an additional itemized deduction, because next year it probably won't be there.
Well,
I know, it's crazy. Also, the sales tax, the general sales tax, because of Florida residents, some of you are listening in Georgia and you have a state sales tax, a state income tax that we deduct when we do your tax returns. But in Florida, people don't have a state income tax, so they're allowed to deduct their sales tax based on a schedule that the IRS keeps. But a side note is, save your sales tax receipts, because they almost always add up to more than the IRS allows you, and it's worth it to add it up. I delegate that job to your mama. She adds it up for me at the end.
I don't ever have the energy to do all that.
Oh,
so I just take the standard. And it depends on what county in Florida you live in, because in each county has a different sales tax rate. Florida is 6%. Duval County adds 1%, so you get 7%. Some have 0.5%. Some have 1.5% added on top of the Florida sales tax. So you can get anywhere from 6% to 7.5% in sales tax deductions for the year.
So keep that in mind when you're preparing for 2017, because it probably won't be there in 2018 based on what they're proposing in this new tax proposal. Then the as far as the credits go, the child tax credit, they're considering increasing it from $1,000 a child to $1,500 per child. So, and having more of it refundable. So if you have children and you fall under the income limit to get the child tax credit, that will probably be going up in 2018 to help offset your lack of being able to take the exemptions, Sean. Because we talked about you with four children and you get shortchanged on the standard deduction. But on the other side of the coin, you might get another $500 per child, which is $2,000 in tax credits. So think about that. He said enthusiastically.
Yeah.
But then they're proposing a $500 tax credit for non-child dependents. That means if your mother's living with you and you're supporting her, you might be eligible for another $500 per person tax credit if your parents are living with you. And that's $1,000.
Nowadays most people are living with their parents.
Just planning, Sean, because if we wind up living with you,
I get $500 a piece.
Yeah,
I don't know, that's worth it.
It's worth it, trust
not
me.
As much as y'all eat. What about education deductions? That goes away too,
the education credits. They haven't they've got some vague promises on, you know, education credits, retirement savings, and other deductions. They haven't specified yet, but they're going to sections of the plan refer to retirement savings and other provisions, but the details are sparse right now. So we don't know what they're planning on doing with education. Right now, it's a good bet. And if your children are in college and you're under the maximum income available to get the college tax credits or the education deduction, then keep that in mind as well, because it's going to be crazy. But states like New York and California are opposing the lawmakers because of the state and local tax deductions that won't be available to their residents anymore. It used to help them offset the taxes for the state income tax. It's going to get wild, because there'll be a number of states that are going to be against it and a number of states that are going to be for it. And it's all going to come out in the wash, and we'll see how it goes with those people, because
If they can pass anything, because right now, you know, Congress has a bad habit of just not doing anything.
We've seen that. Trump's been there almost a year, and he's tried to get some things pushed through, and they keep on shooting him down for some reason.
Yeah, his own people. Every turn. Nope. Can't do anything. Hands are tied.
So it's to be determined how this flies, because from what I see, he's really trying to help. But on every turn, he gets shot down. But this is the GOP's behind this one. We'll see how that pans out, because, you know, the Senate and Congress, we don't know.
Yeah, well, we know what they're worth. Anyway, we're up against another break. Keep in mind, if you have any questions, you can call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255 on It's Your Money with Nick Simonek on WBOB AM 600, FM 101.1, The Answer.
John and Kate Hatfield, husband and wife, are both Florida barred attorneys. Practicing as the consumer law firm since 2007, they focus on personal injury cases, specifically car accidents, slip and falls, and also help people with traffic tickets or issue suspending driver's licenses. Here are some important consumer tips. If you were involved in an accident, seek medical treatment within 14 days to make sure you're entitled to your PIP, no-fault medical benefits for medical bills, prescription reimbursement, and lost wages. Just because you received the ticket does not mean you're at fault. Seek counsel in those situations. It's also very important you check to make sure you have UM, or uninsured motorist, on your automobile insurance policy. This protects you against people driving around without proper insurance. Call John and Kate Hatfield, attorneys at law, for a free consultation. 904-446-9990. Office located downtown Jacksonville with free convenient parking.
For your professional financial services needs, Simonek & Associates is here to help.
We provide everything from financial planning, debt elimination, business valuations, mom and pop shops, to lawyers, doctors, dentists, small business owners, tugboat companies, you name it, we can do it. We do consulting for QuickBooks, software installation and troubleshooting, business development, team advisory boards, client advisory boards. We run the gamut on any kind of service you would need financially, except investment advice, because we feel that we're your most trusted advisor, and we don't want any clients looking at us like we're getting a commission or a kickback from any products we may be selling. So that's the only area we stay out of. Other than that, we offer services and solutions for anything you can think of financially.
Call Simonek & Associates at 904-928-1040. That's 904-928-1040, or online at Simonek.net.
It's Your Money with Nick Simonek is brought to you by O&O Construction Company, General Contractor. When it's time to do those needed home improvements, let O&O Construction do the work. They're experts in everything: bathroom remodeling, flooring, brick and stone driveway installations, room and building additions, kitchen remodeling, home theater construction, pools and deck construction and repairs. O&O Construction Company does it all. They handle the larger projects too: apartment building construction, custom home construction and demolition services. If we forgot to mention your project, yep, they can do that too. Quality work and competitively priced. Give them a call at 904-783-9479. That's 904-783-9479.
And welcome back to It's Your Money with Nick Simonek, and we're talking taxes. Everybody's favorite topic. Give us a call, 222-8255, if you have a question. Where'd we leave off?
Oh, we left off at the government. We don't know what they're going to do with this tax plan, and every turn Trump's getting shut down on what he tries to get done.
Looks like the swamp is draining him.
I never thought about that, yeah. But you're right. Yeah. Anyhow, folks, if you have a question, you need to call us, because this is our last segment for this hour. Right, Sean?
That's right. 222-8255.
And also, we're going to rebroadcast this on Saturday.
Saturdays. I believe it's
4 to 5.
Something. 4 to 5 at 100.3 The Biz.
Yeah.
An encore of our lovely radio voices.
And you can't ask questions on Saturday because they already been asked.
But you'll get Doug's question.
That's right. And Doug had a great question.
Yeah, he did.
But anyhow, I had mentioned, you know, that people up to $25,000 will see a $60 on the average after tax increase in cash flow. $48,000 to $86,000 will see a $660 increase, not thousand. And then $150,000 and up will see an $8,470 increase. But guess what? The top 1% of income earners in the United States will see $129,030 of after-tax income increase.
So the you just said that Trump's proposal is going to make the top 1% pay their fair share and pay more in taxes?
No. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Technically, because they'll see a $129,000 increase in cash flow.
Right.
But they'll spend it on stuff.
I know, but they're the ones that keep all of us employed.
I know.
Right?
Because they pay 60% of the taxes anyhow.
Right.
So that might be a good thing.
So I mean, that'll keep you and me employed, but
yeah. Yeah. And then what happens, Sean, to tax? Oh, I wonder how the H&R Blocks of this world are going to, and the Hewlett Packards and what is it?
Jackson Hewitt.
Jackson Hewitt and all the tax preparer companies are going to think about this new tax law. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know. Anyhow, alternative minimum tax is another issue they brought up in this. And alternative minimum tax is a tax that started back in the 60s, and it's affecting a lot of taxpayers nowadays compared to what it used to. It was there. It was created to catch the top four taxpayers in the United States to have them pay their fair share. But now, in 2015, 22.5 billion in AMT collected was paid by those with income in excess of 250,000. But there was a lot of AMT that was taxed to people who made 80,000-90,000 a year. So alternative minimum tax is just a phantom tax, folks. It says the government's going to disallow deductions and make you pay an average of 28%, depending on how many big deductions you have. It's an unfair tax, just like the estate tax. And speaking of the estate tax, this proposal does away with the estate tax.
Does it do that or does it increase it?
It removes it.
Oh.
So...
And most people don't have to worry about that anyway because the limit's so high.
Yeah, 5.4 million and the generation skipping tax. But if you think about it, there are some people, I'll give you an example. These two farmers, two brothers inherited the property from their grandparent and one of the brothers died.
Been in the family for 200 years.
And because the property was valued so high, the brother, surviving brother, had to sell a bunch of the property just to pay the estate tax.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of other people can't pay it, and the government comes in and takes their family farm.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Don't you love it?
That's called fair and balanced or something like that.
I don't know. My most loathe is the property tax. People pay taxes on property that you own. It's just modern-day servitude.
Yeah, real estate
tax. And to think that when the income tax was passed in 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act at the same time, the tax rate was 1% across the board.
Can you go figure?
1%.
Yeah.
We're going to tax everybody's income. Prior to that, we never had any income tax.
No. And we did fine for 150 years.
Yeah. And then the wheels came off the bus when they got off the gold standard and started taxing income. Go figure.
Unreal.
So it went from 1% to the highest rate now, 39.5%. Back in the 70s, early 80s, it was what, 77%?
Yep, around there.
So if you were a top earner, you were paying 77 cents on every dollar you made to government and taxes.
And you were glad to do it.
Talk about stifling incentive.
Can you imagine people who were paying that? Did they really want to work?
No. There was no motivation for them working.
Yeah, because... they had to give it all to the government anyhow. Anyhow, we're not going to get off on that, are we? Oh, we already did.
No, we can't.
But in 1944 to 1945, 94% rate was applied to any income above $200,000, Sean.
94%?
Yeah, that was World War II taxes.
Wow.
It was amazing, but everybody was gung-ho for winning the war, and the tax rate went up to 94% if you made over $200,000. So we might be, you know, a lot of people are saying 40%. The government owns 40% of my income. That I make, I'm in the 39.6% bracket. Yeah, but you're not living in 1944 and 45 where they owned 94% of your income. You got to look at the bright side. Anyhow, if there is a bright
side. I don't know.
But with the estate tax, the proposal to repeal estate tax, the government is still not going to, or we don't know if the government's going to do anything about the gift tax. Now, the gift tax, same thing applies to what the estate tax is these days, and that's the $5.4 million exclusion. Mm-hmm. But think of it this way. We have a client who wants to buy some property and start this business, and it's a business that he expects to generate $3 to $4 million a year mm-hmm. on net income. And how fast will his estate, let's call it, go up to above $5.4 million.
Year and a half.
Yeah. So.
I can't. It's math. I'm an accountant. I can do that. Did you see what I did there?
I saw what you did there. That's amazing.
I added.
You amaze me. Anyhow.
And I didn't even need to add her.
You didn't. I didn't see him pull his phone out or anything, folks. He did this just, what do you call it?
Did you see I used the term adder?
Adder. Yeah. Anyhow. So. That means that if he doesn't structure it properly and they don't do away with the gift tax and he tries to gift some of his assets to his kids, he might wind up with a gift tax bill that's just as bad as an estate tax. So we don't know how they'll do that. But businesses, real quick, businesses, because we're running out of time, Sean. Businesses, their tax rates are going to be, he started off saying, corporate rate 15% maximum. Well, because, and the statutory rate's 35%, but because of pressure, it's up to 20% right now based on what they're proposing in the new tax thing. Mm-hmm. So it looks like businesses will be taxed at 20% and pass-through entities like partnerships mm-hmm. and like S corporations will be taxed at 25%.
Wow.
Instead of 39.6% that the individual shareholder has to pay. So now keep in mind that this doesn't include service companies like CPA firms mm-hmm. or attorneys, any service businesses like doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs. They don't get that. So they'll be stuck with the regular rate. So keep that in mind. Anyhow, I think we ran out of time already, Sean. I had a few more things to cover before we wrapped it up, but we'll cover it next week and just take it from the top.
Yeah, to be continued. I think Roger's going to be out next week, right?
I don't know. Roger's, no? It seems like he's never in anymore.
Well, I'll make sure he's out. Cold. No, just kidding.
And then, anyhow, you can come along next week, anyhow, because we have to do the app.
I'll think about the app.
Okay.
See how busy I am because it's the, I got to start my quarterly stuff.
Oh, that's right.
For the third quarter. Anyway, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for listening to It's Your Money on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB The Answer. You can catch a rebroadcast on Saturday on 100.3 The Biz at 4:00. And thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us for It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Semenik. Semenik & Associates Accounting Firm focuses on providing clients with professional services, including tax return preparation and tax planning,
business planning and development, accounting, payroll, federal and state agencies, paperwork preparation, retirement planning, church and nonprofit services.
For professional accounting services or to host a Nick Semenik Living Debt-Free Seminar, call 904-928-1040 or visit SemenikCPA.com.